Its writer was named Faithful and True, for he judges fairly and wages a righteous war. His eyes were like flames of fire, and on his head were many crowns. A name was written on him that no one understood except himself. He wore a robe dipped in blood, and his title was the Word of God. The armies of heaven, dressed in the finest of pure white linen, followed him on white horses. From his mouth came a sharp sword to strike down the nations. He will rule them with an iron rod. He will release the fierce wrath of God, the Almighty, like juice flowing from a wine press. On his robe at his thigh was written this title, King of Kings and Lord of Lords. Hey there, Patriots. I'm so excited to be with you guys tonight. I'm telling you, President Trump said it's time. It is time. Who's ready for it to be time? I'm ready for it to be time. I'm so excited about what's going on in this world. Finally, how long has it been, you guys? We've been hanging out. We've been working so hard for so long, and here we go. It's so exciting. Melissa Redpill, the world, with the Freedom Force Battalion. I'm so glad to be with you. My website is freedomforce.live, or you can actually type in now, melissaredpill.com, or Melissa Redpill. Yeah, so these aren't really red pills for you guys, because you know so much of these things, and we're just getting to enjoy the show. Don't forget, hit the like button right now. Go ahead and hit it right now, and make sure that you are always subscribed, and your bell is rung, and you're always sharing. Pray and share. That's what we do. So this is the website. There are tons of resources over there, absolutely free for you guys to go and check out how this is biblical. Literally, I've got some really great things to share with you today. Let's first get started on what did President Trump say today in the Oval Office. He was on fire. So exciting. It's time to go after them. It's time. You guys know how long it's been. For us, we've been waiting and fighting and waiting and fighting for so long. So let's see what he had to say about it.
Sort of terrible. And I let her off the hook, and I'm very happy I did. But it's time to start after what they did to me. And whether it's right or wrong, it's time to go after people. Obama's been caught directly. So people say, oh, you know, a group. It's not a group. It's Obama. His orders are on the paper. The papers are signed. The papers came right out of their office. They sent everything to be highly classified. Well, the highly classified's been released. And what they did in 2016 and in 2020 is very criminal. It's criminal at the highest level. So that's really the things you should be talking about. I know nothing about the other, but I think it's appropriate that they do go.
May I ask you about that, Mr. President? Yeah. Tulsi Gabbard has submitted a criminal referral to the Department of Justice. From your perspective, who should the DOJ target as part of their investigation? What specific figures in the Obama administration?
Well, based on what I read, and I read pretty much what you read, it would be President Obama. He started it. And Biden was there with him. And Comey was there. And Clapper. The whole group was there. Brennan. They were all there in a room. Right here. This was the room. This is much more beautiful than it was then, but that's okay. I have nice pictures up.
He's so funny. I love it. So, yeah, this is what we've been waiting for. We've been talking about this for so long and trying to get this truth out there. And now he says it's time. He's exposing all of them, Comey and Clapper and Brennan and all of them. The ones that we just put on the list the other day. We did a video listing them all out with Obama at the head, at the top. And, of course, you guys know he put out that video with showing Obama being arrested. So this is, he's not holding back anymore, finally. And so we'll just have to watch and see what happens. So I wanted to share with you a couple of things that are happening. Oh, you know what? I need to do this real quick. Come here. Give me that. I have my little puppy in here, and she is wanting to play, and it's kind of loud. All right, so I want you guys to see a couple of things that were posted that you might not, if you have been watching and following 17, you might not know about. You know, the great thing was when 17 started posting way back in October
2017, we were on the edge of our seats, all of us, you know, everybody who was following it. We were just every day wondering, okay, is 17 going to post? What's he going to post? And on, let's see, I don't even know the date, but on one day he posted, okay, there it is, April 18th, 2020, he posted two lanterns. And so we're like, what is this about? And of course, it brings up, and it looks like it's by a window, it reminds us of the great event in history in the Revolutionary War where Paul Revere was saying, I'll let you know whether the British are coming by land or by sea. And so it's a communication tool. They didn't have text messages. They didn't have the cool communication that we have now. And so they would say, okay, one candle in the window if they're coming by land, two candles in the window if they're coming by sea. And so it's a calm. So what we really think this is showing right here is it's a communication President Trump's daughter, Ivanka, is in Wyoming, and she has this lantern. Now, you know, it's one thing to drive around in the country in this really cute outfit and a cute truck and all that to go on a joyride, but she's taking a lantern with her. That doesn't, you know, nobody does that. So this just seems much like a calm to us, a communication to us that it is time. All right. Of course, you know the history of that I just briefly told you. So that's pretty cool to get that communication. And we got another very interesting communication. This was yesterday when General Flynn was on with Bannon, and he talked about two things I want to make sure that you know about. So I'll let you listen and see what you think.
Is to get the federal task force ready to do raids on the homes. They're concerned about, are guys clearing their electronic devices right now?
Yeah, you know, I'm concerned about that. But you know something, I will tell you, having been involved in the intelligence business for a long time, they're going to have to burn them to the ground because there's something called the cloud. See, the cloud, and I know what organizations like the National Security Agency out of Fort Meade can do, and other capabilities that we have. So these people know. They know that they're not going to be able to hide from these, from the egregiousness of what we just discovered. Last point, Steve. What Tulsi Gabbard found and what we're seeing is the exposure of communications that were not classified, but they were using classified systems to communicate, to hide these communications. It may be a little bit in the weeds, but Obama and these other criminals were using classified systems to hide their criminal behavior so nobody would ever find it. That's what Tulsi Gabbard is also demonstrating to the American people, that these scum were hiding their coup, their attempted coup against President Donald J. Trump during his first presidency, and they need to be dealt with.
And Mike, correct me if I'm wrong, they kept it in draft form. They used classified channels that they knew couldn't be breached, and they did it in a certain way to know that it wouldn't be finalized enough that it would have to be turned over, correct?
Correct. If I do a draft, if I do something and I put it in my draft box, my draft folder, but I give you the user ID and password so you can go into that same, system and you just type in the user ID and password and now you get access to the draft folder. It's a very sneaky, slimy way for some of these people who are criminals to do these kinds of things. And I guarantee this is where Tulsi Gabbard, what her and her team discovered.
There you go. Okay, so those two things. I'll go with the second one first. So here General Flynn is talking about how they used Gmail. And you know, everybody here knows how you can use Gmail and create a draft before you actually send it. And so they would never send the email. They would just give someone their user ID and password so that person could go read the email in the draft folder. Okay, so what that tells you is they knew that they were doing something sneaky. They were, you know, so they wouldn't get caught. Well, Patriots have it all. They have all of this information. And so that's all come out. And so I'll show you super quick how we were told that on the board back in 2018, September 2nd, 2018. And no, it's really, really small. I'll read it to you, but I'll try to make it a little tiny bit bigger. I don't think I can. Anyway, it says, how might DARPA, aka Google, play a role in the spy campaign against POTUS? Think Gmail drafts. Were you guys, did y'all hear that way back in the day, back in 2018? This is way back. And we're like, what does that mean? That's what they would do. They would use that, give someone their user ID and password, and then they would be able to share that, their sneaky, you know, conspiracy. It's not a conspiracy theory. It's an actual conspiracy of all these ones that President Trump just listed. So that's pretty cool. And it's actually post 4774, like the 4th of July. Right? And like a mirror, 4774. This is our great day of freedom because the truth is coming out about how they've been running this game on us. Everybody's over it. All right. So, yeah. And then this whole thing about, them trying to hide data, can't do it. General Flynn said, there's a thing called the cloud. And all that information has been put into the cloud. And Tulsi Gabbard has it all. Just thank you, Lord, for Tulsi Gabbard. And, of course, our wonderful president. Because if he had not been such an amazing patriot and had been so courageous, even against these people who were trying to kill him, then Tulsi wouldn't be in this position to release all this anyway. And it's all a matter of time. Someone asked me today, why did it take so long? They had all this. Well, it all had to come out in exactly the right timing, because it's these people had to be put in a position where it was safe for humanity. And clearly, that's where we are on the timeline. Okay, the third thing that was really cool that came out is this one. Okay, Pamela Bondi, Attorney General Pamela Bondi, posted this today, which is a statement from the Deputy Attorney General, Todd Blanche, and said, that we don't shy away from uncomfortable truths nor the responsibility to pursue justice wherever the facts may lead. The joint statement by the DOJ and FBI of July 6th remains as accurate today as it was when it was written, namely that in the recent thorough review of the files maintained by the FBI in the Epstein case, no evidence was uncovered that could predicate an investigation against uncharged third parties. President Trump has told us to release all credible evidence. You guys all know that. If Ghislaine Maxwell has information about anyone who has committed crimes against victims, the FBI and the DOJ will hear what she has to say. Now, did you guys notice that the Ghislaine is missing an I? You think, oh, no big deal. Well, I'm telling you, they've told us misspellings matter. It's for us to watch for missing letters. Very, very interesting. This post on the right from February 13th, 2018 says, think image drop, think OP, think united. When does a bird sing? Everything has meaning. And so there's a letter I in brackets. As if to say that the I is missing from the name Ghislaine. All right, and so we all know that they are calling on her to turn state's evidence, and so it appears that she is going to sing. So there's watch and see. We will see, and I will tell you, if I were in her position, and was doing the time for everyone else's crime, I would sing like a bird too. Not that I would ever do the evil that she has done. But anyway, very, very interesting. Her father died, 5 years ago, and he was really high up in the Mossad. If you aren't familiar with the story of him, you might want to go and watch the Tucker Carlson interview that he just posted. It was like a 3-hour long interview. I think the guy's name is Daryl Cooper, and he goes into goes into Epstein. He also goes into detail about Ghislaine Maxwell's father. And so really, he always protected her. And then once he was dead, then she is not protected anymore, it appears. So we will see. But bottom line, either way, we're watching this all play out that we've been told for years exactly what would happen. So trust the plan. Trust that patriots are in control, and this is working according to plan. Now, another thing I want to show you is, you guys know that I have written books, and I'm the accidental author of several books about end times, because I've been teaching kids God's Word for so many years. And so, I have decoded, thankfully, the book of Revelation. The Lord helped me to decode it. I'm so very thankful to have been able to do that and understand it completely. And so every Saturday morning we get together at 10:30 a.m. So I wish you would join with us. We have just such a great time to do decoding, uncovering all these mysteries that the Lord has hidden for so long, but now he's awakened us, so now we see through it. It's a really, really great time, and we all, are in the chat, and we're live, and it's really great. The one we're doing right now is the one on end times, major clues from minor prophets. So we just went through Obadiah, and, these books were really hidden from us you know, we just didn't, a lot of these things didn't make sense for so long. And now that we see who we're up against, that this criminal cabal is the Antichrist, the beast of Revelation, and who the, all the minor prophets were talking about, it all makes sense. It's like all the, it's like the Rosetta Stone, everything makes sense. And so really, really excited to share about all the minor prophets. So join with us on Saturday morning, and you can get the study guide. It's down here. You can get the study guide and for these and do the homework and really, really start to really understand these books, like I said, that have been hidden from us for so long. And this one is 17 Bible stories that maybe you've heard, maybe not, and but how we are actually acting them out in this day. All right. It's really, really exciting. We are Yael. We are Samson. We are, you know, President Trump is David and Goliath. I mean, it's just really so cool. This is so biblical. Okay, the reason I reminded you of all that, and you guys know I have the audiobook, if it's easier for you to listen to audiobook rather instead of reading it, but I was thinking, you know, I want to really focus on the golden age and what's going to happen in this golden age about this beautiful health and wealth and peace. It's going to come, you know, just flood humanity. And we're kind of in that dawning where it's just starting to get a little bit of sunlight, and we're going to see it come to full noonday sun. And so there's a really interesting phrase that is mentioned several times in the Old Testament. And so I want you to hear what it says. It says, "Then you will know that I am the Lord." Let me move out of the way and you can see. "Then you will know that I am the Lord." It says this, I don't know, 20, 30 times. And so it's very, very interesting. When all of this happens, then you will know that I am the Lord. Now he says it in two different ways. One, in certain circumstances, he'll say it for us, that when, you know, the health takes over and the wealth takes over and the peace takes over the world, then you will know that I'm the Lord, that I did this, right? But it's also to the cabal that when they are held accountable for their crimes, finally, then they will know it's the Lord. It's the Lord himself doing this. Okay, so I'm going to read a couple of these passages for you because I love it. Here's Isaiah 49:23. It all makes sense now that we know who these people are. Kings, it's talking about us. Kings will be your foster fathers, and their queens will be your nursing mothers. They will bow down to you with their faces to the earth and lick the dust of your feet. And then you will know that I am Yahweh. I am the Lord. And those who wait for me won't be disappointed. Amen? That's what we know is we've seen all this playing out before our eyes, and we know that we're going to win. The Lord did not wake us up and get us in this fight for us to lose. Not possible. Not possible. So it's really just beautiful to be awake and to be watching what he's doing. So once they bow down and lick the dust off our feet, we'll know that the Lord did this. And then it says in Isaiah 49:26, "I will feed those who oppress you with their own flesh, and they will be drunk with their own blood as with sweet wine. And then all flesh," listen to that, "all flesh will know that I, Yahweh, am your Savior." I was working on the chapter called Joy, how joy is going to overtake the earth instead of this sadness and oppression that has just been like a weight on so many people's shoulders and all that they've been under this oppression. But look at this. Everyone will know. All flesh will know that I, the Lord, Yahweh, am your Savior. And then listen to this one. Let's go on down to, here's one. Here's the one that is talking about Ezekiel. Ezekiel 36:23, it says, "I will sanctify my great name, which has been profaned among the Nazis." The nations. When you see the word nations in this context, it's talking about the evildoers. And that's really, in the word translated is not from Nazis. How about that? "Which you have profaned among them." And then the nations. It's talking about not the Nazis, but then the whole world will know that I am Yahweh, when I am proven holy in you before their eyes. In other words, what does he mean? Been proven holy, that he will bring down justice, that he is holy and he demands justice, and that these people will pay a price for their crime, right? So everyone will know. Everyone will know that he is the Lord, that he's doing this. "My eye will not spare, neither will I have pity. I will bring your ways on you, and your abominations will be among you. This is talking about the cabal, the New World Order cabal, the ones who've done so much damage to our health, they will pay. And then you will know that I am Yahweh. You will know that I'm the Lord. You will fall by the sword. I will judge you in the border of Israel, and you will know that I am Yahweh. Do you see all these times? Then you will know that I am Yahweh. This is what is going to burst, that understanding is going to burst forth for all of humanity. Everyone's going to know that the Lord has saved us. I'm going to show you one other at the end. So this is, like I said, what I'm working on for this new book. But this one is where it's talking about, let's see, a little farther down, it says, I love this. It says, then you will know that Yahweh has sent me to you, okay? Because, of course, with our Lord Jesus' first advent, he was sent to die on the cross. But this advent, he's coming to save the world, not from our sins, because that's already been done on the cross, but from our strong enemy, Satan himself. And I don't know if you remember our Lord Jesus, he says, I alone can bind the strong man. Only he can bind. We can't do it. You and I have fought and fought and fought, but only he, our Lord, can handcuff this satanic criminal cabal, Satan, okay? And so he works, obviously, through these people, because Satan can't touch us. He can only work through these people, and only our Lord can bind this terrible, slippery snake. But listen to this. It says, for behold, I will shake my hand over them, and they will be plunder to those who serve them. And you will know that Yahweh of armies has sent me. Isn't that a beautiful way for it to say it? That the Lord, our Father in heaven, has sent our Lord Jesus to rescue us. And this is what I was thinking about when I was thinking about the joy that's going to overtake humanity when we realize his great love for us. And he says, I'm going to save my people. And, you know, I've read this to you many times, but there's a passage that says, you know, that he has long been silent, but now he will groan and pant and travail like a woman in labor. He didn't want to have to wait, but he had to wait until just the right time. It's been literally 2,000 years since our Lord Jesus told the disciples to go into all the world and preach the gospel. And here we are, and he's had to wait this long until the earth was filled with believers who would rise up in this day, all over the world. It's really, the plan is like bigger than 25 years. It's the eternal plan of God. All right, so then this one right here in Zechariah 2:11, many nations shall join themselves to Yahweh in that day and shall be my people, and I will dwell among you. How you like that? Zechariah 2:11, I will dwell among you, and you will know that Yahweh of armies has sent me to you. I want you to, one day when you have time, I want you to just search that phrase in thebiblegateway.com, and I think you'll really, really enjoy seeing how many times this is in all the verses that that tell us about how, you know, everyone's going to know. You think that people won't know, they will know. This is what the Lord says in his word. Everyone's going to know. The evildoers will know, the righteous will know, and everyone will know of his great love for us. Isn't that beautiful? I wanted to share that with you, just a little snippet of that while I'm working on that, because it really blessed me, and I figured it would do the same for you. Isn't that awesome? I just love it. Isn't that great? All right, so everyone will know. Everyone will know, and every knee will bow, and every tongue will confess that he is the Lord. All right, now I have a surprise. Let me see if there's anything else. Oh, I'm going to do one other quick thing. This is something that happened yesterday. I posted this video, and I'm going to share the link so you guys, just in case you didn't see it, I'm going to pop this link right here into the chat right there. This is a video I posted about what happened in the FDA, and Robert Malone really exposed it, that it was horrible that the FDA, with Macri, approved the Moderna shot for children 6 months old to 11 years, while Robert F. Kennedy Jr. and his deputy secretary were on vacation. Now, this is for children who have health, who are at risk in their with their health. Now, they came on today, and they said that there's no COVID jab on the vaccine schedule for healthy children. But they have it still, this mRNA vaccine, on the schedule for unhealthy children. It's madness. It's madness. But that's I wanted you to make sure that you saw the difference between, you know, what's happening. This has been approved. Well, it's approved for non-healthy children. It's enough to make you scream. Yeah, but Dr. Malone blew the whistle, and two of the HHS aides were fired, but Macri is still there. And I don't appreciate, you know, what he has been doing, but I don't know what they're going to have to do to reverse this edict, so to speak. No telling. I haven't found out about that. If anybody has that information, please put this in the chat. I wanted to make sure that you guys saw that. And so definitely go and check all of the information about it on my health page, because it's super important that we detox, detox, detox. And we're going to talk today about how to really work together to get to help our families to get their health back. So I have two wonderful guests with me. Come on in. Come on down. You guys can kind of appear like magic. Uh-oh. Don't tell me that you guys can't appear. They are. Yay. There's Dr. Laura right there. And there is Doug Godkin. I kept calling you Doug the other day. You're like, what? Does he have a last name? Or is he like Cher? Does he just not even have a last name? This is Doug Godkin, and he's done such an amazing job creating Silver Solution and so many other things. So welcome. Thank you for joining with me.
Thanks for having us.
Thank you, Melissa, for having us.
Yes, I'm so glad. All right, so you guys know, I'm so happy to be a part of working with such amazing people who are skilled and have spent their lives and all of their great brain power to help us to get our health back. So what we're going to do tonight, I want you to hear this synergy between these two wonderful people. Dr. Laura with Prescribing Life is the one who helped me when I was poisoned. She does nerve therapy. If you guys don't know about that, go and check out prescribinglife.com, and she helps the nerves work properly so that they will send the correct signals to your body. And when I was poisoned, my heart was damaged, and she helped my heart to be healed. And I'm so thankful. I did a lot of other things like what Doug talks about, which is I made sure to eat very healthy food and to detox and to use the humic fulvic acid we were talking about last week and those things so that your body has a fighting chance. So first thing I'd like to do, Dr. Laura, would you kind of explain this to the people in you know, your terms, because you know how I just say it, like not a doctor, and explain, I would like for us to talk about how it's so important to connect the treatments that we have with the proper nutrition.
Absolutely, and thank you again, Melissa, for having me. Good afternoon, everyone, and hi, Doc, how are you doing?
Good.
So, I'm glad to hear. Yes, very good to see you too. So, okay, let me then, I think it will be better if I can share my screen.
Yes.
Let's see.
Are you? Uh-oh, yes, allow. Go ahead.
Am I being able to share it now?
Yes, yes, it should.
Oh.
Yes, is it working?
I'm trying, let's see. All right. Are you guys seeing my screen now?
We are, yes.
That's okay, perfect.
So cool.
Excellent. So here we have, if you guys can guess what this is, it could be many things. And for me, it could be, you know, from a galaxy to.
Right.
But we're actually seeing neurons. This is a microscopic electromicroscopic image of neurons working with all those little tails that are going out of them. And the light that is showing is trying to signal electricity, because that's the way they communicate. The beautiful thing is that when we think about neurons or the nervous system, we're usually just thinking about our brain and what is related to it and neurological illness. But the fact is that actually our nervous system is connected through our whole body. So everything that is happening in every single region of it and every single organ or system are all interconnected and are all sending and receiving information from the nervous system. And they do it through electricity. So that's what the light is signaling. Okay?
That is so cool. I just think that's right? So cool. All throughout your whole body. And so it's like a you know, electrical system like in your house, you know, and you don't want the lights not to work. So you make sure that your electricity is working through your house. So the same thing in your body. Something, if you've got an issue with your gut or your heart or your liver or your foot or your toe or something, it's, you know, maybe it's not getting the right signal for one reason or another. Maybe it's been cut. Maybe it's been damaged. Or you maybe have not, you've been eating junk food. Anyway, go ahead.
That's correct. So when we see it that way, then like, okay, and you just mentioned something really important. Okay, we're thinking about electricity. A lot of people, I think they're familiar with what an electromyography is. It sounds very fancy, but most, like I know of a lot of people who have had these tests that they put, they put electrodes into your muscles to test if they're working properly. What they're actually measuring there, and they, you know, they do in every GP office a lot of the times, and what they're trying to do there is to measure the levels of electricity that is running through your nerves to see if your muscles can move, for example. So they're not actually testing your muscles. They're testing that if the nerves are being conductive of the muscle contraction. They're in charge of that.
Okay,
so
cool.
So it's the same thing with every other system. They work through electricity and through the signals that have been sent and received by and for the nervous system. So, of course, if now we're seeing that there are so many different pathways and ways, if any of those pathways have been damaged, has been damaged for trauma, accidents, surgeries, that is going to cost us the level or the quality of communication into our whole body. And it happens every day. So when we have surgery, you, for example, if it's, I don't know, appendix surgery, we're thinking, okay, well, they cut my stomach, they took my appendix out, and now they stitched me back, and that's it. So those were the organs that were affected. However, every time we have an injury, the nerves and the nervous system is going to be affected as well. Even for the highest skilled surgeon, we have microscopic nerves, just like we're seeing here, right? That they're getting cut through those traumas or micro traumas. Now, our body is going to do its best to heal itself and put it together. And that's how we get scar tissue. So the problem with this is that now that we're seeing that we are sending and receiving electricity, having a scar tissue is like you have a wire that you have, copper wire, you cut it, and now you're trying to stick it back together
with tape. Right, right. And that's what has happened. Yeah, one of the things that happened with me, you guys, and this is so cool, you know, I went way back in the day when I first started the channel, I actually cut my finger really, really, like really bad. And I was cutting an avocado and I was in a hurry and I was trying to whatever. I wasn't paying attention and I cut through all the way, like, this is gross. Okay. Sorry. But I cut it like down to the bone. And then, so for all these, for until I met Laura, it was numb. It was like, and it works fine, but it would have this numbness. And so after Dr. Laura worked on my mom and helped her to with the cuts on her back, because after mom had this terrible surgery that her pain level went just skyrocketing, Dr. Laura helped her to get well and not have to take 3 opioids a day. Absolutely amazing. Anyway, so Dr. Laura worked on my finger and has removed like 99% of the numbness on it. And so what I think is happening, and you correct me if I'm wrong, Laura, is that these pathways here, let's just say something's been cut and maybe it can join back together, or maybe it'll make a new pathway. If that nerve is completely gone, it will actually connect to another nerve or send the message through another way so that it will get the message to and work properly. Am I right?
That is correct. And that is called neuroplasticity, which is the ability of our nervous system to regenerate itself, to look for new pathways or to fix the ones that we have damaged.
That's amazing.
However, if our body is not in a healthy state, the process of recovery is going to be a lot harder to do on its own.
Right.
And that is why we can have any kind of trauma or toxicity, etc., and not have symptoms for a while, but because the toxicity is building up. So at some point, we are going to start presenting symptoms. So I have many patients who said, like, okay, I have sciatica now. And yes, I had back surgery, or I had, you know, car accident 20 years ago. Why is it hurting now? What did it start hurting 10 years ago and not 20? Well, because your body was trying to adjust, and for a while it was able to do it. But since we start creating and building up toxicity over time, because of our diets, because of the environment, because of many different things,
right,
we are not able to maintain that level of health because that area hasn't healed properly.
Right.
So one of the things that we need to make sure is to help our body to regain its own ability to heal itself.
Right, right. So yes, and so I wanted to say one other quick thing. So if you could stop sharing just for a quick second and then we'll go back to it. But okay, so this is the thing that happened with me, you guys. Okay, it's okay. Okay.
Yeah, like, okay, here we go.
So yeah, so what happened with me, you guys, when I got poisoned, everybody on here who's been around for a while knows that I was poisoned. And so something had attacked my nerves that serve my phrenic nerve that serves my diaphragm. And so, you know, I had to do several things. And this is, you know, I'm like, I've got to save my life here. And I've got to figure out, you know, what is going on. And I couldn't breathe. I mean, it was like my diaphragm was like a rock in my gut. And it wouldn't, every breath was just so hard anyway to take. And so I talked to Keto Carey, who is, you know, I think, Doug, you and Keto Carey are good friends, right? You guys work together. Okay, they work pretty closely together. And so, and then, of course, I always had Dr. Laura, and I called her and I said, I'm in a bad situation. And so I had to unlock whatever had caused my phrenic nerve to be damaged. And it was a multi-pronged issue. And it really taught me what I'm trying to convey in this video today, because you may have a health malady that you don't know how to fix, but more than likely it's two things that you can do that can help to alleviate this problem. And these are the two things that I did. I had Dr. Laura work on me with neural therapy to treat that phrenic nerve so that it would be restored, so it could send the proper signals to, it just wasn't sending the signal. It was like it was unhooked and it was not sending the right signal to my diaphragm to breathe. And the other thing that I did was I detoxed and I started doing my green smoothies. You guys have all heard me talk about my green smoothies, and those green smoothies are chock full of every nutrient known to man. I put Doug's silver solution in there. I put the green powder. It's loaded with greens. I mean, just so many. I now put methylene blue, which is so great for nerve health. I do CBD every day. All these things I started to do religiously too, because I wanted to save my life. And the problem was, my heart had been under so much duress, so much pressure for so long, like days, and getting worse and worse and worse, that it had expanded. My heart had enlarged. So finally, when the pressure was taken off, when I finally, you know, understood what was going on, and I detoxed and I got all this out of me, then, and my heart went back to normal working level, it then became kind of baggy. It was flimsy, and it was not able to pump adequately because it was just like a balloon that had been overstretched, right? And so,
and you were then diagnosed with heart failure.
I was diagnosed. I look like a person who has heart failure. It was amazing. All right, so yeah, TBIs. I don't know what that is, but we'll ask about that. And the endocannabinoid system come into play with neuroplasticity. So hold on to that thought. Well, okay, hang on tight. We'll get the answer for that in just a second. Anyway, so What was so amazing is that because of doing what Doug has told me to do and Keto Carey has told me, and then the treatments that Laura, and what Laura's also said, they all say the same thing. You've got to make sure that you are detoxing and that you are putting in proper nutrients into your body, and your body will heal. And that's what happened with my heart. my heart healed, and it now, when I take a test, it does not recognize that I have an enlarged heart anymore. So just because a doctor might give you a terrible report, that does not mean that it's curtains, that that's the way it's going to be. Literally, the doctor said, this is your future. This is your life now. Just accept this. This is what it's going to be for the rest of your days. And I did not. So you know what? Trust that the Lord is going to give you the ability to do all the things that your body can heal. Right, Mr. Doug? Uh-oh, I think you're muted. You're muted.
Completely agree.
Yay. Okay, that's the end of the show. Yes. So yeah, like on this picture, I guess you saw the picture of those nerves right there. So what I think of when I look at those nerves is that I think of like when you have scale on your faucet and it is impossible to get that scale off. I think of scale being like on your nerves. I don't know if that's the right way to say it. It's just the way I describe it. I think of it. And if they're all hardened up, they won't send the proper signal. And so that's kind of like what these toxins are. They're preventing our nerves from doing what, and our entire body from doing what it's supposed to do. And am I kind of close to right?
No, absolutely. Yeah. That's what's happening in the nervous system and in those nerves.
Yes.
And we've got a lack of mineralization because it's those minerals that are the spark plugs of life that conduct that electricity. And when we look at that picture that Dr. Laura had there, you know, you could see the energy. You know, you see those three points in around the nucleus there of energy. And you know, if nothing else, you know, that shows the amazing power of our Creator creating that energetic frequency
in
our body.
Yes.
And, you know, to me, that just shows an amazing picture of divine creation there. So if we go back, I'll show you a quick little science experiment quickly.
Okay,
here.
All right.
Back the camera here.
Okay.
Let me stop turning.
Okay. So when we look at, and I'm kind of looking a little bit funny right now, but we look at spark plug of life and we look at what used to give us the energy and the frequency was, and the, you know, when I'm saying that it's the mineralization, it used to be our foods. So I've got this little test here. This is just, this light bulb comes on if there's energy present. And back in the days before our food was so heavily manipulated, our food used to be bursting with energy. So when it's got vitamins and minerals and all of those things that the soil gives to the food, we should be able to see energetic frequencies.
Okay.
So what I'm going to do is I'm going to show you something here. There's nothing happening here.
Oh, wow.
Okay. Carrots coming straight from the earth should have the essential vitamins and minerals. This is an organic carrot. Once again, nothing happening there. So in complement of what Dr. Laura is saying is we need to get this energy happening. We need to detoxify the body. We talked last week about the essential vitamins and minerals and tapping into these rare earth deposits that were extremely mineral rich, which is going to completely assist in what Dr. Laura is doing in her practice. But we got to get the toxins coming out of the body. We've got to get the vitamins and minerals coming into the body. So I'm going to show you something just with the humic, which is just straight vitamins.
Show them the front of the bottle. That's the humic fulvic acid.
That's the humic fulvic acid.
Yeah, that I talk about. It's basically dirt. Healthy
basically
dirt.
Dirt, right? But look at what we're doing now.
Wow.
Is we're conducting complete electricity based on the mineralization within that product. So when we think about back to that picture for a second where you had those sparks around the nucleus from divine creation, this is going to help light up those sparks. This is going to help pull those toxins out. Because as you could see just on the test beforehand, the food is dead. And when the food is dead, the spark is dead. And this is why we have the problems that we have today. And this is why we have the problems, why people have to see Dr. Laura. The light's turning out. How do we get the light turning back on?
Wow.
What do we give the body? And then how do we care for the body to get that flowing again?
Wow, that is so cool. I love your science experiment. Thank you, Doug, for explaining that. Okay, so what do we do? So can you go get a carrot somewhere that will light that up?
I've come across a couple, like of doing this hundreds of times. I think I've had about 5 carrots that would light this up. Sometimes, and I was quickly, as you guys were talking, I'm like, oh, this is a cool time to do this.
Yeah.
Because it kind of just gives a visual representation of what Dr. Laura's talking about there. But I mean, I've done that hundreds of times. It's always across your fingers, whether you're going to get a piece of fruit or a vegetable or something that's actually going to conduct that electricity. And it's not rocket science. It's just, if we think about foods 100 years ago, they were grown in mineral-rich soils, and those minerals, you know, come into the fruits. Now what we're eating is substance, right? So when we look at pain and we look at the different health concerns that people are dealing with, it first and foremost starts with everything that we put into our body.
Yes.
If people were living a super abundant, vibrant life of proper minerals and vitamins and everything, I'd be out of business. Dr. Laura would be out of business. You know, we'd be Walmart greeters. But because the system has destroyed our foods and destroyed our health, and then Dr. Laura can speak to, you know, the amount of people that come in that are on too many medications, those are shutting the spark plugs off as well.
Right.
Okay. I want to make sure that they hear that. The chemicals are like turning out the lights on your nervous system. Right. Between the toxins and the chemicals, because your body does not know what to do with all these chemicals. And it's shutting you down. If you feel like you eat this food and you're like, I need to go back to get some more food to get some more energy. So, you know, what do we do to energize our nervous system, everybody? What do we do?
Proper mineralization, proper detoxification, getting the garbage out of our body, getting the microplastics, the toxins. You know, I was starting to write another book today and I was going down a big rabbit hole on that, but just around, you know, we go to the grocery store and we buy foods that don't have a fighting chance. And what I mean by that is they're grown in soils that have no mineralization because they've burned. So now you've got the start of a dead food that's now sprayed with pesticides and all sorts of poisons. So you're taking a dead substance, spraying it with toxins and poisons. Now you got our friend Bill Gates that wants to cover all of this stuff with his appeal product, which is even more horrible. So our health is only going to continue to deteriorate as we continue to feed it with product foods and substances that are destroying it. So, you know, our role in this and our role and Dr. Laura's role, you know, run parallel here. You know, our role in the humic and the fulvics, the structured silver that you talk about, our role is to fuel the body with the vital minerals, probiotics, and digestive enzymes, which are probiotics, to help fuel the body, help repair the cells, help pull the toxins out of the cells. You know, the silver, as you've heard us talk about, helps eliminate yeast, bacteria, fungus, mold, and viruses. So when you look at these two together, you know, we're eliminating the toxins, we're refueling the cells, we're chelating the toxins to get them out through the waste system.
That's a big word, chelating.
Right.
I thought it was chelating, but it's chelating. I've been saying it wrong this whole time. So basically, what that is, you guys, is where, and that was what happened with me. The toxins were like hardened on my phrenic nerve, and so the chelating just makes it claws it. That's another word for clawing this off, just like if you're trying to get the stuff off of your faucet. Imagine this: if you have a problem, I don't care what it is, maybe you've got a, you know, gut issue, you've got a liver issue, you've got a whatever issue, or if you've got pain in your knee, very many times it's because you have a nerve issue. And so there are two things that that worked for me and it worked for many, many people. Actually, this one lady, Andy, you guys saw her video just a few weeks weeks ago. She's doing so well. She actually wrote us a song. We loved your song, yes. Andy, because she's just got her life back. It's so wonderful. So do not think don't think that you have to live with pain. You do not have to live with that you have these problems, because you can get well, but you have to take control of your own health and believe that what I just was so beautifully said earlier to Doug about how the Lord has created you wonderfully. You're just, beautifully made, and that God, created you in this way. And so we just need to work with Him to give our body our bodies need. And I want to go find a good carrot. I don't know if I can find one. I need to go get one of those electric light bulbs and see if I can do. So I'm going to show you guys real super quick where to go to learn more about this. Over on my health page, freedomforce.live/health, each one of these is where you can work on detoxing. Here's about the silver solution he's talking about, the methylene blue, which also helps with your neural health for your brain to save off, Alzheimer's. They act like it's just a normal thing. No, people didn't used to have Alzheimer's. I'm old enough to remember the day when they didn't have such a thing as this. Here's where it's just the Keto Carry site right here, /FFB. That's where it talks about, he's talking about the silver solution. That's the natural antibiotic. And then, I don't have a picture of it here, but the enzymes to help your body to digest the food properly, because you can even have good food, but if you can't absorb the nutrients, then it's not doing you any good. And the other one was where he was talking about the humic fulvic. I do that every day. That's in my green smoothie to help my body to have the right minerals, to light me up. All right, so I'm going to take you to this real super quick. Let me see I think they have a special on right now, like 35% off. But anyway, so you can learn more about it. And there's a code on here, FFB10 or FFB20. But these are on like 35% off. But I was going to see super quick if I could find the one that he's talking about. Doug, are you there still? And you can show me that one. Where is that one that you were saying, the enzymes one? Because I didn't realize that.
There's digestive enzymes, naturally occurring enzymes within the humic fulvic.
Oh, okay. I thought there was something separate. Okay. All right. Okay. The hidden humic fulvic. And that one is, let me see. This one right here. Humic fulvic. Right there, you guys. Humic fulvic. And it lasts a long, long time. So that's definitely, rather than going out and getting dirt in your yard, that is what you can do. You can get the dirt right there from humic fulvic.
And with that, too, if anybody is a coffee drinker, if you put a dropper full of that in your coffee in the morning, you can take the absolute worst tasting cup of coffee and turn it into an absolute gourmet coffee.
Really?
Because what it's doing is it's changing the pH and the structure of the coffee. It'll take out the bitterness. And what I'm finding is people are absolutely loving that as their coffee.
Oh, wow.
Because now you're turning that coffee into a probiotic energy.
Wow.
Supplying. Building cup of coffee rather than just your standard morning cup of coffee.
That's super cool. Okay, Laura, did you have anything else to show us on the screens?
Yeah, okay. Yeah, I do. And I want to say that I understand even more now, Melissa, why you wanted us to work together and
right.
have this conversation together, because it is very synergetic. I wanted to talk to you about, well, since we're talking about food and how important, detoxing is, one of the parts that is the most important about our colon and our intestines is the appendix. And until very recently, there was we didn't know what it was for, basically. And when in science, we don't know what something is there, we usually say it just doesn't work for anything. However, we found out now that it is the appendix is full of neurons that are extremely valuable to the whole second brain of our body, which is our gut. And it actually helps, and it's like a pocket that contains good bacteria. So whenever we get sick or we even have antibiotics, it's a reservoir where the gut bacteria, the good one, or the good flora goes in there and hides while we're having issues. So we have been removing those for many, many years.
Do not let them cut on you. No so cutting, no taking out your parts.
And there are actually other ways to do it, but you know, regular science is trying to find other ways to deal with this because it's definitely important to keep them. Now, if and I was telling you about, I think this synergy works really well because one part we definitely need to detox, cleanse, and help our body to be nourished so it can work the best way it can. But also when, for example, things like this has happened already, when we already don't have an appendix, what we have there is a lot of scar tissue instead. And that scar tissue can be healed, and the nerves in that area can be healed. And neural therapy does that very quickly. It's extremely effective. So in about 2 or 3 sessions that can be done in 3 days in a row,
right,
we can start seeing improvement in pain, motility, even visually, like you have seen, Melissa, how scars that are superficial, we can see how they start disappearing, which means in turn that's happening inside of our yes. body too.
Yes.
So structure and physiology, so structure and functionality, they go together. If we can make sure we are fixing what's wrong, but also preventing for any other things to go wrong through nutrition, through lifestyle, to exercise, to everything we need to do to take care of our bodies, there is nowhere to stop us. And yes, we definitely will be out of work with Doug, but I think we will all be happy because I think our mission is just to help people
yes.
to be healthier.
Yes, yes. So, I know. I know how much you love it when people are well. It's just, it just yes. makes, you know, you work so hard to help people get truly well instead of just having them right. pop a pill. So look, you know, what we did yeah. with my mom. Hey, mom, we looked on her whole body, and because we were like, okay, where do you have any scar tissue? After she's been, you know, around for a few years, you have scar tissue that builds up. And if you, you know, she had some that was still swollen, and so it wouldn't send the proper signal. So what, because it kind of gets stuck there. I don't know if that's the right way to say it, but it slows well, down the pathway.
Yeah. We call it nerve entrapment, which is basically okay. all the nerves are so tight because of the scar tissue that is not allowing that correct flowing of information.
Right,
so, yeah,
right. And so that can happen internally and on your skin. You know, maybe you'll see
right.
it. If you have a scar on your body that's in, you know, kind of pooched out, then that, you know, is indicating that it's not going to send the proper signal.
Right.
Okay.
And it can happen
this?
Anywhere. The other images is just to show us how the neurons, again, which there is not, it's not just our brain, it's not just little wires that are running around our body, but they're connecting everything and everywhere. Our brain, our gastrointestinal system, our pulmonary system, our muscles, everything is connected and directed by and for the nervous system and vice versa. So in many cases, because there are neurons everywhere, we thought the neurons were just in our brain, and now we realize we think with our body. So it's, I think it's very spiritual when we are thinking about a gut feeling or I'm like letting my heart lead the way. We have neurons there. So we are actually thinking with our heart, with our gut. And when we do it all in alignment, that's when usually, you know, we feel at peace too, because everything's working properly.
Love that. I love that. That is so cool. I had never even, none of us had thought about it. And especially, you know, the doctors had, what we'd all learned in school wrongly was that you can never, you know, if a nerve is damaged, it can never be made well again. And that is not true. That is not true. Between the proper nutrition and then getting the it's small injections of this special serum, whatever she uses, and it restores the nerve. And I think of it like a frayed of hair. You know, people say, "Oh, your nerves are frayed." Literally, that's if you can imagine your hair, your nerves like a split end or all frayed like a damaged yeah. hair, then it's not going to send the proper signal. But if what she does, like a conditioner for your nerves, this will help it to send the proper signal. It's really
correct.
Amazing. It's amazing.
And in this case, we're going locally, like you say, it's not, there are injections. It's a minimal invasive procedure, and the idea is to work locally where those issues are. So if we can work systemically and locally, then you're really enhancing your all ability to
yes.
heal.
Yes, yes. Yes, one of our Andy's husband saw how much better she was doing, just miraculous, really. And so he's actually coming, hopefully going to come on the show soon and tell about what Dr. Laura did for him, because when he walked in, he could barely even walk. And now he's doing amazing. It's just so fun. You know, I love that you, both of you, work so hard to help people get well. You're not in it, you know, to keep people sick. You're in it to help people get well.
Yes.
And I applaud you. I appreciate you. And I just know that you've helped so many people. And it's a beautiful thing for me to be a part of it. I'm very, very thankful. Is there anything else that you guys wanted to share before we go?
Let's keep doing all we can to help people through these difficult times in their health. And I'd say, know that, you know, you're not bringing us on here to promote anything or anything other than share what you're seeing help with the people that are watching your show and sharing that message. And behind you, we're here to just support.
Yes.
And do everything we can to take what our Creator gave us to the human body so that we can actually truly get to the vibrant lifestyle that we were designed to have.
Yes. Yes, that probably needs to be another chapter in the book. I do talk about health. Anyway, yeah, there's so much that is going to happen in the Golden Age that will be so wonderful, but not the least of which is our health. The Bible says that we will live as long as trees and have time to enjoy our hard-won gains. This is in Isaiah 65, I think it's verse 22. This is where we're headed. And imagine if, you know, these beautiful nerves that you were showing us, Dr. Laura, if they, you know, now we know what to do to fix them, you know, to have them heal like the Lord intended, and so that we can just continue
right.
on and on and on like a tree, you know, and getting the soil, and I know RFK is working so hard on this too, to get the soil where it's not poisoned, where we can actually have food that is vibrant, and so that we don't have to continually go to try to get our energy and our satiety. We can actually, you know, just eat a normal amount, and I think that's going to solve a lot of problems. It's just going to be wonderful. All right, I guess it's time
yes.
to go. We're going to pray before we go. All right, you guys ready? Oh, wait, that question. What was that question? Do you have the answer to that question someone asked earlier? What was that one?
I think it was about cannabinoids and the neuroplasticity, but
yes.
I don't recall exactly what it was.
Okay. Sorry about that.
So,
okay. Go ahead. I'm looking.
So if it was about cannabinoids,
here it is. What to do for people who have suffered from TBIs? Does our endocannabinoid system come into play also in the neuroplasticity? TBI.
TBIs.
Do you know what that is, Doug?
Let me check on that one.
Okay. Endocannabinoid system come into play in the neuroplasticity. All right, and then let me see if there's another.
Traumatic brain injury.
Okay. Yes.
So again, neuroplasticity, the beautiful thing, and this we have seen with brain injuries, but also with strokes, which we have the same issue that your brain has been injured in a specific area or a specific lobe. We can see how our brain takes over, or the neurons take over the functionality of another area. For example, we have a cortex that is dedicated exclusively to our motor skills. And when it's been damaged, that can be replaced by another one there's functionalities for language. So
really?
The effect, yes, and this is where we need to remember, we all have stem cells all the time. And we have the ability, because those cells are all the time, we have all the stem cells that are being born. They have the ability to reproduce and to change also, or to be altered into what they need to be.
Right.
So in the neuron system, that means we have so many different kinds of neurons. And ones are for one specific reason, and other ones for another one. The thing is that the functionality can change. So not just the cannabinoid system can have that functionality, but others too can help us to recover from a brain injury.
That's yes. So cool. We are, as it, Psalm 139 says, the Lord made us fearfully and wonderfully. We are fearfully and wonderfully made. It's really that my soul knows right well. Really amazing. So, yeah. And so I'm looking forward to the day when all of the medical community is telling the same things that you are. And I just really do believe, you know, the Lord raising up RFK into this position, it's going to really, you know, be the just the beginning of this beautiful day. You know, I want everyone to be well, and we're going to get there. Okay. So they also said, what's that dirt stuff called? That's called humic fulvic acid. It's over on ketokerri.com, ketokerri.com/FFB. You can look for humic, H-U-M-I-C, fulvic. Okay, sometimes you get humic by itself, but I like humic fulvic, the combo on that, right? Because you get the what do you call it when it's you got dirt...
Humates and fulvates, and that's basically your ancient pre-flood plant life that's been in the layers of the soil, and it's that, you know, untouched by man vegetation that's just bursting with electrolytes and vitamins and minerals, and there's 72 plus trace minerals there in a very easy to use for the body. So for people that are using activated charcoal as well and zeolite, this takes the place of that because that's going to be that binder. But because it's not coming from a crushed rock, it's not going to scratch the stomach or lead to any irritation. So I call it another one of God's miracles because, you know, it's something that mankind hasn't interfered with, and nobody knows how to heal the body better than our Creator because He created us, and we just need to tap more into these raw elements that He gave us and not think we know better than He does or we can fix something better than He does and deliver it to the body as it was intended.
Well, I'm putting it in my coffee.
That's right.
In the morning. I don't drink very much coffee, but I'm going to put a little bit. I will text you and let you know how I like it. I never began to imagine such a thing as that. Okay, so let me see if they have any more questions on here before we jet. I think that's it. Songbird, if I missed anything, please tell me real quick, and I'll look at it before we go. After we pray. Okay, let's pray. Thank you again, Lord. We praise you and thank you for bringing us together and teaching us all these things that you have for us and how we can be well. We thank you for your promise and your word that we will live as long as trees and have time to enjoy our hard-won gains. We believe that. We believe your promises. Just like Abraham, you said he believed you and it was counted to him as righteousness. We believe you. We believe your promises. We believe your promise, like I was saying earlier, that everyone will know when all this happens, they'll know that you are the Lord. You are the one who is ending all of this evil on the earth. We will all know that you have rescued us, Lord Jesus, because you bought us with your own blood. We belong to you. You have translated us from the kingdom of darkness to the kingdom, to your own very kingdom. And I thank you that we're going to see all of this happen before our very eyes. Thank you that we're even seeing it now, as we were talking about earlier, how this whole thing is being exposed and will be brought down. We're just very, very excited to see this day. Lord, I thank you for this beautiful electrical system that you put in our bodies. And I just pray that you'd help us to do all the things that we can do to help our bodies to have the energy that you intended for us to have. Help us to detox and help us to feed it with the right minerals. Help us to, if we've had injuries, help us to do the right things so we can, like with Dr. Laura, to get well and live the lives you intended for us to live. Thank you. I just pray for this day to come soon when all the medical practitioners will say these very same things and work to help people have the proper nutrition, and that the food will actually have the nutrients in it that we need. Until then, Lord, just help us to get the supplements that we need until that day comes where we have just all of this restored in the beautiful golden age. We thank you. I thank you for Doug. I thank you for Laura. I thank you for all those who are striving to help others to be well. And I just pray that very soon we'll see the entire medical community jump on this bandwagon. Thank you for RFK. Bless him. Bless everything that he's doing to restore our health, to make America healthy again. We pray all this in your wonderful name, King Jesus, because you alone are having us rule and reign with you in this beautiful golden age. We pray this in your great name, Jesus. Amen. Yeah. Amen. Let me see if there's anything else. Yeah. Okay. I'll put the link over on the chat, you guys. Super, super quick. Let me just do this real. Keto Carry, KERRI.com/FFB. And you can read more about it. And you can get FFB20 to get a 20% off discount. Okay. So, and then Dr. Laura is at
prescribinglife.com. And you guys can have a telemedicine with us if you're not in Houston, so we can start seeing it to your case and start working with you even if you're not here.
Yes, yes. And the only thing is you have to make a song. You have to write us a song. Like
after Andy did. Now you have to make a song.
Everybody has to make a song about how you're so happy that you are well. Okay, yes, guys, I love you guys so much. You guys sit tight with me just for a half a second. All right, I'm going to jet, and I love you guys so much. I will see you. Don't forget to do your homework. I'll see you Saturday morning at 10:30. I don't know why I'm looking here. I need to be looking here. It's at 10:30 on Saturday morning, Central Standard Time. I will see you then, and I'll talk to you later.